USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is approving a Senate-passed budget resolution on the coronavirus rescue plan. The final vote, 219 to 209. The only Democrat to vote against the plan was Maine Congressman Jared Golden. The nearly $2 trillion package will now make its way to committees to work out the details. Republicans say the price tag is too high. Johnson & Johnson is requesting the FDA grant emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. Experts believe the vaccine could be approved by the end of February if it gets the go-ahead.
So this third vaccine really could be a home run, right? There's so much demand out there that an additional supply would be so important. And the reason why we're so excited about this vaccine is it's a single shot, no sub-zero freezing.
Dr. John Brownstein speaking there on ABC News. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says it was no small task for the NFL competing during the coronavirus pandemic.
As the National Football League gets ready for the Super Bowl on Sunday, Commissioner Roger Goodell said Thursday it took an amazing amount of work to get the season underway this year.
We're focused on making sure we finish out strong, but between our medical team and Dr. Sills is here, all the experts that he brought together to help us to put the plan together, the players and the coaches and the clubs that did so much to implement those protocols and the intensive protocols and adapt throughout the season. And I think that's the big thing for us. We had to adapt at every stage just like everybody else, just like the media, everybody else in this society.
Lance Pride reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. Actor John Travolta is starring in an ad during Sunday's Super Bowl. Travolta will be appearing in a commercial for Scott's and Miracle-Gro with his daughter. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she's sorry for her past offensive comments. The Georgia Republican issuing an apology today, saying she feels freed after being kicked off House committees. She was also asked about apologizing to David Hogg, who was a survivor of the Parkland, Florida school shooting.
David Hogg was an adult when I talked to him. I don't think any of you have realized that. David Hogg was working with the organization they were going around working hard for strict gun control laws. I'm very opposed to those policies. And so being in the same situation as David Hogg, my voice matters too. And so, no, I'm not sorry for telling him he shouldn't push for gun control. What we need to do is we need to protect our children. I think you're expecting we should protect our children and your baby as well with good guys with guns and not allow them to be sitting there sitting ducks. Yeah, thank you.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is joining the Heritage Foundation as a distinguished visiting fellow and columnist for the Daily Signal news publication. Pence saying he looks forward to rolling up his sleeves and working with an all-star team as they make the strong case for national defense, free markets, and traditional values. And finally, President Biden will take part in a long-standing tradition on Super Bowl Sunday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Biden will be interviewed by CBS News before the game. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.